This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a House committee has asked Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin to testify publicly over the hospitalization he had and the lack of transparency of what was going on or what went down. And I know that's drawn a lot of controversy. Let me tell you what's going on, and then I'll tell you what I think, because I always do. You're always going to get my opinion. But Representative Mike Rogers, according to, let me give credit, ABC News, he is a Republican from Alabama, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, sent a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, asking him to testify before the committee on Valentine's Day at 10 a.m. to answer questions about his hospitalization and the botched notification process that followed. He said Congress must understand what happened and who made decisions to prevent the disclosure of the whereabouts of a cabinet secretary. He said your unwillingness to provide candid and complete answers necessitates calling a full committee hearing on February 14, 2024, where the commitment expects to hear your direct testimony regarding decisions made to withhold information from the President, Congress, and the American people. Now, I understand he was hospitalized, but, you know, what is the process? The Pentagon has come under fire for not being more transparent about information regarding Austin's hospitalization and a communication lapse that left top Pentagon officials and the White House unaware of his condition for days. So the Pentagon ordered a 30-day review of the notification process. So this isn't just House Republicans. This is the Pentagon. And the Defense Department Inspector General says they are investigating as well. So, you know, as I've said before, you know, I'm, as a physician, you know, I believe that our political figures do deserve privacy under HIPAA. Now, I mean, we're all human. You know, if there are medical conditions and issues, there is a level of privacy we all deserve. However, if you cannot perform the function of your office, you need to notify your boss. Now, who is his boss? Well, the American people, the president, the heads of the Pentagon. So if I took off work, I texted my boss, or I had my husband text my boss, this is where I am, because I don't want to lose my job. I don't want them to think if I was sick, having surgery or something, my family knows if, God forbid, I can't myself communicate. You need to communicate. Let GCN know I can't do my show. Let know, you know, let, you just, this is what you, otherwise, you know, people are in, you know, and that usually should happen same day, if not same hour. Okay, that's just kind of what needs to be done. We need to notify everybody of what's going on. Now, I understand sometimes somebody might not get a call for 24 hours. Okay, but still, this went on for days. So, yes, there should be a conversation about it. And even if he needed privacy, this was a December procedure for prostate cancer, and then he ended up having complications from it, needed to be elevated to the ICU from an initial hospitalization for what they thought was a UTI. He had fluid collections around the bowels. Maybe we got too much information about his medical condition. And then, and if that's how people feel, then you can easily say, look, you know, he has a medical situation. No, he is still awake, conscious, you know, is not available to work and has now called in his substitute, replacement, or second in command to take over while he can't. Or, well, I mean, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, They said she was still working while in the hospital. And we might not have known everything that was going on with her, but they were very clear because they didn't want people thinking that, you know, she was dead, and they didn't want the Republicans to start getting ready to nominate another nominee. But, you know, they said, look, this is where she's at. And so the American people are his boss. Biden is his boss. And so when I heard that Biden didn't know, I thought that was BS. And I really hope they're not putting Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, throwing him under the bus when they did know. You know, they better not make him look like a fool because the president wants to look good. Is it that they did notify? Because, I mean, think about it. You know, somebody could get in big trouble. And is there this big cover-up? Because they might have said, hey, you know, he's in the hospital, so right, let Biden know. And maybe somebody did, and Biden forgot. Or he was on the beach or whatever. And so now they don't want to make Biden look bad. And so the one thing I'm really worried about this, I know people are going, oh, he needs his privacy, he needs all that. My worry is he did notify somebody. And the executive branch, you know, and the Department of Defense needs to look like they didn't screw up. And so if he says, I told Bob, here's my email, then what happens? And are they going to say, look, to save face, we need you to take one for the team and say nobody sent an email? I find that hard to believe. Somebody as highly decorated as him, having a team such as his and that, you know. But the reason why this is such so newsworthy is I think the American people are getting a little tired of absent public officials. When there was all this BS going on with trains and all that, Pete Buttigieg was on paternity leave. Now, everybody does get a right to have maternity or paternity leave, but, you know, Pete Buttigieg didn't seem to be around when things started to go downhill with the Department of Transportation. He came back. Still, there's issues, as we could see, but still, Biden doesn't seem to be around. Then, if Lloyd Austin wasn't around, meanwhile, we're in the process of possibly sinking into World War III or a conflict in the Middle East. People want answers. So I say they get medical privacy, but in terms of protocol, yeah, I think somebody, there is some splaining that needs to be done. But I wouldn't be surprised if this was on Biden and not Austin. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Delia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I am hearing time and time again that people cannot afford to have kids. Many millennials, Gen Zs, not having kids, they can't afford it. Now, when my husband and I were thinking about starting a family, we couldn't afford it either. I was averaging maybe $1.50 an hour in residency. I was driving down to Lake Havasu trying to work, make extra money. We had student loans. We had, poor people have been having babies since the dawn of time. And so when I hear somebody say, I can't afford to have kids, I commend them for, you know, looking at their finances, trying to make an educated decision, you know, not just on emotion, you know, bringing somebody into this world. But on the other end, are you really that poor? I mean, there are poor people having kids all the time. And how do they do it? And so I think we just need to have a little guidance. And I think people don't realize that there's a lot of flexibility when we have children. So, for example, you walk into a store, Walmart, Target, whatever, you see commercials for kids' clothes. Brand new, spanking, crisp baby clothes. Most of my clothes were hand-me-downs. I wore everything my sister had. Or, you know, if you don't have an older sibling yet, your friend's older kid. You know, I had a baby shower, and I got the cutest little one. Somebody got me the cutest little outfit. I remember it was a pretty expensive outfit. It was like a $25. This is, you know, in the early 2000s. $25 outfit with jeans and shirt. My kid, my baby barely wore it once. So just like a car, you know, you might be able to get away with used clothes. I mean, most clothes are not that worn out. These kids grow so quickly. So this idea, these stores are always pushing new clothes, new clothes, new clothes. Maybe the first thing on her mind is hand-me-downs. And we don't even have to call it hand-me-downs. You know, just wear what your brother wore. Or wear what, you know, your cousin wore. Or, I mean, there's a lot of things that could be shared. Because these kids grow so fast that they don't really use the clothes that much. You know, people are like, well, I got to buy all these cute shoes for my kids. Does your baby walk? You know, socks are important to keep their feet warm. You know, and you might, well, I want to blanket up, or, you know, I would make a little tortilla, you know, out of the blanket, you know, with the kids. But I can't believe the money that was spent on baby shoes, which is why if you are going to have a baby shower, ask for a honey pot, you know, where they just put money in a fund. Because they're going to buy you things that are pretty worthless. Another thing is diapers. I loved, you know, having these diapers that you could carry around and put in a bag and keep clean and change and all that. But diapers are a luxury. The average person can't afford diapers. And so many individuals use cloth diapers. I had family members that said, we use cloth diapers. We couldn't afford diapers. And it worked. I mean, yes, it does take a little extra work. But you save hundreds of dollars if you are able to, for some of the, you know, I mean, look at all the plastic and stuff we're exposing babies to. There might be an argument to consider a very absorbent sort of cloth diaper substitute, because that's what we used in the olden days until diapers came out. And diapers they're a huge market, and they're fantastic when you're on the go. But do you really need to be using those all the time when you could use cloth diapers, reuse them, and save the money? Well, as our kids grow, there's a lot of peer pressure from other kids. And I was very, very grateful that the schools my kids went to had a dress code. Now, I had boys, so I get it. I probably saved some money in terms of clothes. But if there's a dress code, I just had to buy 3 pairs of pants for the year, unless, of course, they ripped them up, buy a couple shirts, and I was good. I didn't have this, well, I wore that shirt last week, or I wore this, or I wore this. And so one way you could save money is if your kids go to a school where there's a uniform. Right? I can't tell you how much it saves money. Now, public school is way cheaper, and if public school doesn't do that, you know, obviously you can't take advantage of that, but private school is really expensive. But do your kids need to go to private school? Daycare is ridiculously expensive. And God bless the people that work at these daycares. But yeah, costs a lot of money. Well, what if you and your neighbors or your family members come up with a plan? Now that we have remote work as an option, and some employers are like, look, we only need you to come in 2 or 3 days a week. Why don't you and your neighbors or your friends set up a little mommy and me group? But rather it be than the babysitting. Kids need to be around other kids. But do they really need to be in a daycare setting? I think daycare can offer a lot if they're teaching. But if you can't afford it because it's $1,200 a month, $1,500 a month, you could save that money if you have a good crew of parents that can alternate, watch the kids, work with them on their ABCs, allow playtime, do their meals. So, you know, having kids used to not be that expensive because you always had grandma or grandpa or auntie or a neighbor. You know, we used to, in the caveman days, you know, the moms were together. Whoever was hunting and gathering, the other moms would watch the kids. They've been doing this since the dawn of time. That's something we need to do. You know, they're talking about these Sephora kids where 10-year-old kids are watching TikTok and they're obsessed with Sephora, you know, makeup. If your kid wants to buy makeup, it's their own money. They have to earn it. These kids need to learn early on that you don't have the money for expensive makeup. If so, you'd be wearing it. So if they want the makeup, if they want the, you know, designer shoes, if they want, then they need to raise the money. Go have a lemonade stand outside. Go mow a person's lawn. Go pick up their leaves. Go pick up weeds. Go make money. You know, what, to really save money, know your neighbors. Get to know your neighbors. They could save you a lot of money. You know, same thing with meals and parties. You know, I did the whole Chuck E. Cheese thing and the pump it up. And so, you know, those are expensive. The little race car place. You're doing a party, get a park, you know, bring in the food, bring in the balloons, get, you know, somebody to entertain, do games. The old school parties we had as little kids weren't that bad, especially since the young kids don't know. These young kids don't know. They want the presents. See, nowadays, people don't even open presents at the party. They go, okay, well, you know, nobody wants to sit there and watch. So but opening the presents kind of took up part of the party time, made the kid happy. So you didn't have to be spending money on all the other entertainment. You know, same thing with get-togethers and, you know, doing potluck for family dinners or for neighborhood dinners or block parties can save a lot of money. Teach your kids about garage sales. If they're not going to use something and they're going to throw it away, sell it. Teach them about the power of money. Now, I get it. With sports, you need the good equipment. They're expensive. Sports can be very expensive. I get that. And there's going to be some things you just can't escape. Medicine, you can't escape. But there's a lot of things you could do. You know, I talked about how, you know, for adults to save money, we have at our home, we have Netflix, we have Apple, we have Prime. I don't know if we also have Hulu, Disney. Do you really need to do that? Why not you and your neighbors have a thing where one of you will have the Netflix, one of you will have the Apple TV. I'm watching, finished a show called Drops of God on Apple TV. It's pretty good. It's actually really, really good. It's 8 seasons. I'm done. I don't really need my Apple TV for a while. So then, you know, whoever wants to see Apple TV could come to my house. And if I want to see a show, I could go to their house. I mean, we're only, you know, talking about 8 episodes. I mean, if we're really trying to look at saving money, I know people are like, well, I want the comfort of my own home. I want this. Do you really? You know, and sharing a room. When did kids start having their own bedroom? Oh, my God. Meanwhile, their own computer, their own TV. When did that happen? Share a room. In fact, I know one family where they only have a one-bedroom apartment, so the kids are in the one bedroom, or in the bedroom, and then they're in the opposite room where they, and, you know, they were like, oh, you know, we need to, you know, get a bigger house, but we can't afford it. Actually, no, who said you do? Are you comfortable? Do you have enough privacy? If you're all living under the same roof, and you're struggling with money and it's working, you know, the average family only had 4 walls and a roof. When my dad was growing up, he slept in the same bed as his parents. There was only one bed. You know, until they were able to get, you know, a second bed. So I think we have this concept when we watch movies that everybody has their own beautiful room and staircase and bathroom. No. You know, so get that out of your head and live smartly. Otherwise, you won't be able to afford a kid. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The House passed legislation extending government funding into March, a step that ensures federal workers will remain on the job, but does nothing about high debt levels, crossings at the southern border, and the war in Ukraine. Concerns about a wider conflict growing as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Pakistan now has carried out strikes in Iran. More snow in store for more than 100 million Americans this weekend. Back-to-back storms spreading at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states. The amount of U.S. Capitol Police threat assessment cases are up heading into an election year. Last year, over 8,000 cases, but that number is likely to go up. Ford is cutting production of the F-150 Lightning electric pickup after weaker than expected sales. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this case went viral, and one of you had asked me to comment on it. It's a little interesting. I believe there is a company called Kite Baby. And Kite Baby had an employee who went through IVF, in vitro fertilization, intrauterine insemination, went through pregnancy losses, near-fatal surgery, finally was able to have a baby. And the baby, however, was born a 22-week gestation and had to end up in the NICU, the neonatal ICU. So the employee, Marissa Hughes, a new mom, grateful, but when you have a baby born at 22 weeks, you're in the NICU all the time, right? You want to be there. But luckily, they allow you to be there. You know, take phone calls if you need to, and because you want to be there with the baby and bond with the baby, and, you know, she asked her boss, can she work remote? Well, the employer has a rule, and it's tricky because when you have a rule for one, it has to be a rule for all. And we're being told that the rule was you are allowed to have up to 2 weeks remote work, but if you cannot return to the workplace at that point, your job would be terminated. Now, anybody who has a preemie understands that 2 weeks just brings that child to 24 weeks. The neonatal course could be months. And so, the story was shared on TikTok, GoFundMe. It went, the backlash was so extreme that CEO Ying Liu posted a video addressing the situation, saying she wanted to apologize to Marissa for how her parental leave was communicated and handled in the midst of her incredible journey of adopting and starting a family, claiming she had reached out to Hughes to apologize. Kite Baby prides itself on being a family-oriented company. We treat biological and non-biological parents equally. See, I thought she gave birth to the baby. So I have to double-check what's going on there, and I'm having issues with the source. But anyway, it's okay. And so People Magazine, I'm going to go to People Magazine. They say, I want to, she says that Kite Baby prides themselves on being family-oriented. We treat biological and non-biological parents equally. Through my personal professional experiences, I have the utmost respect for babies, families, and the adoption community. So she said it was my oversight, and she didn't feel supported. And so they will find her a position when she decides to return to work. So, obviously, there were people saying it was scripted and all that, and it was insensitive. But the problem is a little deeper. And, you know, I hope this woman, you know, is able to get her job back. But a question people have is, why can't they be paid for their time off? And, you know, why would this happen to somebody who had a baby, you know, in NICU, but then why not to everybody? And so the problem employers have is you come up with a rule because you have people that take advantage. I mean, for example, taking advantage, Costco now has to clamp down, asking for your ID. You know how you would just walk into a Costco or a Sam's Club just showing your card? You know, and usually your picture's on it, although now they don't have the picture on it anymore. Well, apparently non-members are grabbing people's Costco cards to go into Costco, that now they have to go back and do a rule going, we need to see your ID. And what if somebody doesn't have ID? You know, they don't need ID to vote. Some people may not be having IDs now at all, which I don't understand. How do you get an apartment? How do you, who knows? So, you know, when you have people that go remote, they don't want to come back to work, these companies are struggling because people aren't at the job, then come up with a rule. But if you come up with a rule, it has to be equal for everybody. So sadly, you have a case like this, which is heartbreaking. She needs to have a little bit more flexibility because she's got a baby in the neonatal ICU that she's trying to bond with, not to mention it could be touch and go, life or death for the baby, and fired from a job. So you know, we're struggling with things that we kind of didn't need to struggle with, and it kills me that these are the things that are causing panic in this world when we're on the verge of war. I mean, look at the Hamas massacre. There's stuff happening to people. The hostages are still there on day 105. I mean, we have you know, horrible things happening to Ukrainians, to you know, in Africa. There's such bigger worries. And here we are in America, not knowing how to solve remote work versus coming back to work. And COVID is to blame. Employers never had to deal with this. Employees never had to deal with this. Now it was, you go to work, if you can't go to work, get FMLA. And FMLA could protect her from losing her job, by the way. So if she's taking care of a family member, the federal law protects her from losing her job. But what about paid leave? You know, if somebody wants to work remote and get paid, an employer should be allowed to have the flexibility on paying you or not on your leave. Most FMLA is unpaid. If you need to, throughout the year, go to the doctor and not be fired every time you have to call out, That provides you amazing protection, but that doesn't guarantee you're going to get paid for not being there at work. Same thing with, you know, if you have to take care of a family member. Now, it would be wonderful if you could get paid. It would be wonderful if you could get paid to be with the family member. But who pays? Employers can only do so much. Every time an employer has to pay for an employee that's not there, they're paying for two employees for that one position. Something's got to give. And so I'm not bringing this up because I'm on the side of one or the other. This poor mom and the baby and everything that she went through. Not, you know, but we're not going to solve a problem if our answer to everything is, well, the employer must pay. The employer must pay. The employer must give in. The employer must give in. Because what's happening? Well, as you can see, small businesses are closing. Employers are giving up. You give in so much, you end up giving up. Now, she's a CEO, this particular CEO, so I'm sure they're still going to be fine. But what do you do if you have staff that all want their job back if they're going to be off? Like I said, FMLA should protect Marissa. But do you have people that abuse FMLA? Oh, absolutely. When I would get FMLA forms for my patients, I would complete them all, never rejected an FMLA, but it was a multiple page document because the employer, now I don't know if it's changed, but as of, you know, 8 years ago, when I, you know, finally closed my office, it was multiple pages. You had to explain the medical condition, which I thought was a violation of HIPAA. Yeah, do you really have to go into all the details that they're having a gynecological issue? But you had to put the diagnosis. You had to explain why. Because they wanted to, you know, where back then, if you kept on calling out and an employer had to pay extra, you know, for somebody to cover you, they needed to know it was legit. So they put the doctor's license on the line. Now a doctor has to be, and that paperwork had to be continued, had to be extended. And so the patient had to have multiple visits to their doctor throughout the year to extend, because I think it would last for 12 weeks. You know, and so, you know, there, we have a people not showing up to work problem that's now affecting innocent people that have valid reasons to be off work. Working remotely offers an option, but if the average company does not feel the working remotely is actually, you know, productive work, they're not going to want to pay the high salary they're paying you. So we need to have an honest conversation about what we need to do. Should we just be done with remote work? Should remote work have benchmarks of what needs to be done? Should somebody be on FMLA or off unemployed so they could get unemployment so the employer doesn't have to pay for your time off? But we need to have an honest conversation about this. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners is in Nebraska, and he says he's having trouble finding a place in Las Vegas to move to as he's relocating here because the homes are too damn expensive. Now, being from Las Vegas and living in Las Vegas, I talk a lot about Las Vegas on the show, and the housing market in Las Vegas is fascinating to me because our prices are getting ridiculously high. And mind you, this isn't New York. This isn't California. We're not on the beach. And I've seen some houses, $800,000, and you're like, what? Really? Really? And so it's a conversation worth having, but we do have a little bit of news. We're being told, and this is from News 3 KSNV, that 15% of single-family homes in Clark County, which comprises Southern Nevada, are investor-owned. 15%. And so back in the early 2000s, when Vegas, 90s to 2000, when Vegas started to really grow and boom, houses were way cheaper here than it was in California or other places. So people bought up houses and they turned them into rentals. And so people would rent homes and it was income for investors. And even, you know, by investors, that doesn't necessarily mean China. It could be a Las Vegas. It's like, look, I want to buy a home, rent it out, and use that as income, which you have every right to do. The only problem is when you have these big investment companies or people from China buying up huge swaths of property. Maurice Page with the Nevada Housing Coalition says we are pricing these people out because of what investors are doing. Now, Nevada Housing Coalition is a nonprofit that fights for better housing policies across Nevada. And lawmakers have introduced bills that would look to curtail the and track the number of homes investors are buying, including SB 395, which was vetoed by Governor Joe Lombardo during the 2023 legislative session because Lombardo cited a negative impact on blue-collar jobs, commerce tax revenue, and a lack of rental availability. So this year, Democratic legislators Jackie Rosen, Congressman Stephen Horsford, have partnered and introduced the Housing Oversight and Mitigating Exploitation Home Act, which would require the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to investigate price gouging and manipulation by corporate investors and make it illegal for anyone to rent or sell a unit at an unreasonable price. So Senator Rosen said sky-high costs of housing and rent are hurting hardworking Nevadans and putting a strain on their budgets. She says that's why I'm introducing a bill to crack down on price gouging by corporate investors and lower housing costs for Nevada families. She says I'm committed to doing everything I can to lower costs and give Nevadans more breathing room. So, you know, this is something that is, you know, you would think it wouldn't be controversial because you're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. We don't want China coming in and or California coming in and buying up properties above what they're worth. So now the comps are higher. So now these neighborhoods are just too expensive. And now they get to resale at a higher rate. I mean, it's a game, and it's a manipulative game of markets that's very dangerous. On the flip side, when you let government get involved on the auspices of, oh, you know what, this is all going to help everybody, this is all in good nature, there could be some deleterious effects on home ownership. Could you have bought a property, and now all of a sudden things change, and government goes, you know what? These $800,000 homes aren't worth $800,000. They're worth $500,000. So that's all we're, you know, that's what is, you know, we're only going to allow the banks to finance for. That's what, well, okay, now that causes a market crash. You know, we have to understand what the ramifications of this law is and what sort of liberties now can be taken and can unfortunately be wielded in the wrong direction. You know, I do have a problem with Las Vegas that used to be affordable housing, and for many of us that work to support tourism in Nevada, if we can't afford to be here, I've been complaining about that since day one. We couldn't afford the F1 tickets. We can't afford Super Bowl. We can't afford staying on the Strip. You know, things have changed. And Las Vegas is not supposed to be Paris. Okay, it's not supposed to be San Francisco. It's not supposed to be New York City. Las Vegas is supposed to be for the common middle class tourist, the common middle class person. And yes, we do have some high end for people that want to come in and have some, you know, fancy party time, you know, and you know, shows and elegant meals. But Vegas was supposed to be primarily for the average middle class person. And the homes, the cost of living, the property taxes, it's getting ridiculous. So, you know, I would be in support of there being a simple bill, nothing that's very long and overly wordy that has things hidden in it, where, you know, out of the country, there's a limit on what international investors can invest in our country, such as farmland near our military bases. All right? I think it is perfectly reasonable to say, look, you know, these, now, of course, a company could say, all right, Bob, you're our American citizen, a part of this company, you're the one that does the deal. Or we're going to set up, I understand people can manipulate the laws, but I think that's absolutely reasonable that foreign investors are limited. When it comes to corporate, U.S. corporate investors buying up property, you know, that's a little tricky. Right? You know, when you start to limit corporations, that can start to overstep. But, you know, single-family residence homes, when individuals are trying to purchase them, you know, but my other problem also is apartments are expensive too. I mean, if homes are getting really expensive, then what you do is you go to an apartment living. But apartments are also getting ridiculously high. The reason why the prices are going up isn't just not only because investors, but because we have people from other states willing to pay the ridiculous amounts. I have a friend who's paying $3,000 for their very small apartment in California. So if you come to Las Vegas and you get a $2,000 price tag on a bigger apartment, you'll probably be like, fine. Whereas the average Las Vegas person is going to say, what the hell? I'm not paying that. But if you have other people saying we'll do it, then that changes things. You know, for those of you that feel like you can't get into a home or you can't afford where you live, really think about roommates. You know, I never have been able to afford a place by myself. I've always had roommates, sometimes four roommates at one time, sometimes just one. And then I went from roommate to living with my husband, getting married. But, a lot of individuals are living at home with their parents because they can't afford, but you can't afford an apartment. Most people can't afford an apartment by themselves. You need two incomes. And, you know, things are going to be more doable if you kind of go back to some of the old school things, old school sort of thinking and money planning and meal planning, instead of I'm going to live by myself, I'm going to have my own Wi-Fi, have my own cable bill. You got to split the cost. That's what you do. I mean, look at Friends. They always had roommates. Nobody was able to live on their own, except Ross, but he was a PhD. Yeah, and even with that, it was just an apartment. It's not like he could have a big, you know, PhD house. So I do think we need to relook at what's happening, because there's a lot of places, even in the Midwest, the houses are getting ridiculously expensive. Rent's going up. Why? Well, we know why also rent's going up. I think the eviction moratorium that lasted 16 months caused companies to really lose a lot of money. Security deposits didn't cover the damage people left, so now they're trying to make up the money. But I really want to read this bill first and make sure I know there's not anything that can later boomerang. 1-877-DOCVELLY.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.